on you.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
And we're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the Crime Dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also, better street lighting helps discourage the shady element. And don't forget to keep a light on when you're away.
Good idea.
See, there's a lot you can do. Not by keeping yourself behind locked doors, but by opening up to your community to reduce crime. You can learn more by going to weprevent.org.
So, McGruff, 175 years.
And I don't look a day over 150, right?
You dog, you.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
On Monday, March 3rd, join Class of 2025 for a Leader's Lunch. With 75 days till graduation, Lead at Oneonta is hosting lunch at the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union at 12 p.m. Also happening March 3rd, join Chuck's Comedy Club at 9 p.m. with Aurora Sings over at the Waterfront Room. On Tuesday, March 4th, join the Office of Student Experience at 5:30 for a planetarium show, a night full of planetarium and science discoveries for adult and lifelong learners. This will be happening at the Physical Science Building in the Science Discovery Center. On Thursday, March 6th, there's a gallery reception happening at the Fine Arts Building at 5 p.m. Come celebrate the gallery's newest exhibition. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
That I might bring. Nobody likes to invite me.
Welcome. Okay. A happy Monday. A little bit late, but it's okay. Ball and Beats, what's the agenda? More basketball to talk about. The Celtics just got sold, so a lot to talk about there. Always some football. I'm not going to lie, music might be a little dry, but we'll figure something out. But yeah, with that being said.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? Good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. Guess you moved on really easily.
All right. That was Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you. Making sure things are right. Okay. You know. Oh, you know, I'm in an Olivia Rodrigo mood sometimes. Basketball. We're kind of in like the twilight of the season. I'm not going to say games don't matter too much, but I always think about it like if the teams that have been good for a majority of the year, if they have some rough stretches, who really cares? Cavs lost 4 straight. Doesn't really matter. The teams who are good, or the teams who have been like solid for the whole season, and when they go on a run, that's kind of like a little noticeable, like a team I might get into in a little bit. But yes, but with that being said, the New York Knicks. Some highs, some lows. But on the bright side, Tyler Colet got some minutes. Pretty cool. Because of Deuce's injury. And he's not playing tomorrow, so Tyler Colet, about time he gets some real play. Played pretty good. a pretty good last night, or when was that? Or a Saturday night, and it's kind of going to be a battle between him and Cameron Payne to see who our backup point guard is in the playoffs. It's kind of like an audition until Jalen Brunson comes back, and he should be back hopefully by the start of April, first week of April. Because one, I kind of need him to qualify for some awards, and two, it'd be nice if we had our franchise player, because in the last 10 games, the defense has really, really come alive, with Mitchell Robinson coming back. And my real optimism is Jalen Brunson and Mitchell Robinson being a full go in the playoffs. Because I don't really think anyone's played us. Well, no one has played us with a healthy Mitchell Robinson and healthy Jalen Brunson, pretty much. So, yeah, you know, that's my optimism. I'm feeling pretty good about that. But with that being said, other Knicks notes. OG Anunoby. I mean, it's a little early. Season hasn't ended yet. And playoffs haven't even started. But I will give OG his flowers. He's, like, having a career year in, like, free throw attempts, three-pointers. I saw a tweet. I forgot the tweet. But, yes, shout out OG Anunoby. I remember when he got re-signed, there was a lot of, oh, $212 million for a role player? Oh, blah, 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 blah. Now, is it a lot of money? Yes, because I was looking at the numbers, and I was looking at the percentage of the cap. It is a lot of money. But honestly, if he does if he does his job, which he's done really, really good at, which is playing defense, getting me 16 points a game, and staying healthy, knock on wood. I think he's played 64 games already. So you should probably hit like 70, 74, which is great. That's honestly the only question mark I ever had with OG Anunoby in the first place. So things are great. Mikal Bridges has been playing fine outside of, you know what, I'm not even going to talk about that game. I'm not going to talk about a couple games during the week, but Mikal's been great. And honestly, I'm just ready for the playoffs. With that being said, a team that is heading, or that has been pretty hot coming into the playoffs, is the it's too low. But the Los Angeles Clippers. They have been the... See, that's when I got to put on my stats. I'm pretty sure they're the fourth best defensive team in the league in the last 10 games. Oh, third best team in the league last 10 games. Fourth best defensive team. And it's honestly a lot of factors. One, where do I want to start with this? Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn's been great. He's been starting for a little bit. And his defense has always been all defensive team level. Even since he's probably came into the league, it's always been like the offensive stuff. But he did have a really good game last game against the Thunder. That was a tough one, which I actually got to get to the Thunder side of that. But Clippers are really good, mainly because Kawhi is back. He's been great as of late. And we talk way too much about Kawhi's injuries and not enough about how he's just able to come back and act like things haven't changed. Like, he's still the same Kawhi. Even with the quad injuries and the ACL injuries and whatever knee surgery he got this summer. May you give him a few months, then he'll come back averaging 28 with all like the turnaround jumpers and all the little catch and shoot three pointers and the defense. And that's what he's done in the last 28 games, or last few games, averaging 28 points. Zubac kind of been a top 10 center this year. Defensively, offensively, super consistent all the time. That's kind of like the blueprint. He should be the blueprint for like a lot of centers who aren't like this Karl Anthony Towns level shooter or Bam level like playmaker or like the Wembys of the world. Zubac should kind of be like the blueprint for that, of like just setting screens, attacking mismatches, protecting the, all that stuff. So the Clippers have been great. Something to worry about: James Harden did get hurt, and he had trouble putting on his shoe because of his foot injury. But hopefully that's not a thing. Hopefully that's not a thing in the playoffs. Hopefully like they rest him, because they're kind of like, they don't really have anything to worry about in the play-in, because the Suns are like 3.5 games out, so they can rest them for the 2 games against the Nets, and I'm pretty sure there's another not so good team. But yes, the Clippers, kind of, I don't know if I'm buying, I don't want to believe again, because the last 2 years I believed in the Clippers, thinking, oh, they can be, they can beat blank and blank and make it to round X in the playoffs. And then they don't make it to round X in the playoffs. But I believe them a little bit. It's not zero, but it's not, it's not all the way. That's for the Thunder. Pretty sure they're on a 6-game win streak, which it kind of goes like unnoticed because they've been good all year. But last night was kind of like the reoccurring reason why I don't really think any team was giving them issues in the playoffs, just because the defense is just so locked down all the time. Like, they might have some games where J-Dub and Chet aren't like really hitting shots, and that's kind of like maybe a concern I have with the team, just like the secondary scoring. But I know for a fact defensively they'll be pretty good, and rebounding wise they might grab a lot of those. And just props to Caruso and Hartenstein, been playing great all year, especially Hartenstein, even though both of them have had injuries. Caruso was great last night. And yes, shout out to Clippers. Was there any other team that I missed? Clippers, Knicks. Yeah, I don't think there was a West team to talk about. I think I was going to talk about some standings and like what teams kind of like, it's not looking too great right now, or where teams are supposed to be. The Timberwolves and Rockets, the 2-7 matchup would kind of be a really good matchup, but kind of don't really feel good about the Rockets' chances. Oh, now I know what I was going to talk about. The play-in. The Clippers and the Timberwolves really need to win that play-in game for the 7th seed, because I don't think any of them want to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, because I know I wouldn't. But yes, that was my point. But yes, when I come back, I'll be back with the Young Buck Report. Got some tanking teams I got to check in on. Some rookies I got to check in on. And where's the song? Okay, and it should be fun. Take pride in results. Anytime she
She wanna dip, I'm providing the sauce. You on side of the boss, so you kind of the boss. You keep playing with me, I end up signing your boss. Drop an EP on it for the free-free on it. Yeah, you ZZ on it. King like BB on you. Yeah, rock with champagne P. If it wasn't for the struggle, then I wouldn't be me. Call me Deuce or Dose, anything but broke. Got my aim from the scope, got the game by the throat.
Okay, yeah. You popped up on me by surprise. You see, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it. Drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you 4 AMC if you make it.
Ooh, I drop Cali Grove out the sky. Ooh, in a group with the best rapper that's alive. Ooh, never turn my back on my slime. Ooh, I ain't wanna the but she was fine. Ooh, hold up, baby, let me take my time. Ooh, hard to get some hit and try to drive. Ooh, jumping out the cake and not surprising. Ooh, picking up the duffel bag like exercising. Ooh, bought mama a new house cause she deserve it. Ooh, practice makes perfect but nobody's perfect. Ooh, Escobar's not open for service. Ooh, send you to Dr. Miami for your surgery. Ooh.
Okay, you popped up on me by surprise. See, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it. Drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you 4 a.m., see if you make it.
Ooh, Ricardo TT on the crew neck. Ooh, on the killer rapper's friend, you next. Talking, chilling, watching Netflix. Ooh, I used to trap and watch bootlegs. Ooh, I'm on my wave like a durag. Ooh, I see you booing where your crew at. Ooh, talking tequila for the pipe up. Ooh, I hope you got it, clean vagina. Yeah, trench guard, really. Representing we the squad, really. Check, got the rolling, Nelly, get it. I used to sell drugs for a living. Got me a job selling records. Had to do the jeweler for a reference. Might buy a charm with the extra. Might use the legs for a
okay,
niche.
You popped up on me by surprise. You see, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it. Drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you 4 AMC if you make it.
Shot. I took off and went straight to the top. They can't feel me, I go too high. You need to stop living a lie. You know we keep still like the shot. I know I'd be rich before I die. They won't respect you till you try. Hey, 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 hey. I'm designed to head to toe. I sit to the head and flow. Already fed the pole. Too scared to go. Rest on her arm,
rain. But you know me a storm. I stay flowers they all born. Like it's pouring. I get higher than I was born. On the couch if I'm torn. Getting money is so important. Thought I was done. I can go on and on. My cars are pouring. I crack up and start soaring. My heart is torn. Shoot a movie like Barry Gordon. The star was born. My love is like a damn storm. My life full of fun. And I'm one of my born. She never had a time. Motion and then more alone. Any jeans with a gun. Play with me, it's a whole war. Ain't finished or done. We got some, but we kinda get more. Sit to the head and float. Already fed the poke. Too scared to go. I clean all our hands and soap. Get a meat, let it drag on the floor. It's a nine in the bed that I told. Working hard, we ain't having no hope. Go.
I just let little mama suck me up, girl. He's trying to grind the roll right up the bull, girl. I jumped out of Porsche and went straight up, girl. You can leave your town and head to another world.
What the move? I'm tired of earning you. I'm tired of spying on you. Tear the pain, mine too. I made it rain on you when it was hard to maintain, too. I was playing games with you like you could never play games, too.
Yeah. You just gotta tell me what you want. Live a ton, diamond, keep calm. Okay. All you do is point at what you want. Point at crystal cut tunnels and chum. $35 for a dub. Try to buy the cash cars. Purse miller brains with the walls. $35 for a dub. You make it twerk for me. You get a purse for me. $80 not for a burger. You get a purse for free. I make a worship me. Copy and burst for me.
And bop it and break it on my nose. I make her shut up, cause you at my shows.
I make her shut up, she's
at my shows.
Drip, drip. No shoes in my sneaker, won't trip. My jeans is so tight they don't fit. Still walk around with a stick on my hip. VVS diamonds right behind my lip. Down while we're lasting 50 on my wrist. Diamonds so cold on my neck, it got me sick. Rob Simmons mix it up with the Rick. Flexing on these haters, oops, I made my bad. Made it from the soil, made it from the wrecks. Richer than your first, richer than your last. LUV, know I got the swag. Pop a rubber band, pop another. I groove around, party back my head. I'm seeing double looking through my lens. Tell me what you want, I just want your friend. You just gotta tell me what you want. Live a ton, diamond, keep calm. Okay. All you do is point at what you want. Point at crystal cut, panels and chum. $35 for a dub. Try to buy the cash cars. Purse miller brains with the walls. $35 for a dub. You make it twerk for me. You get a purse for me. $80 not for a burger. You get a purse for free. I make a worship me. Copy and burst for me. Turn to a VIP. I make a word for me.
You I make her drop it and pop it and break it on my nose. I make her shut up, cause you at my shows.
I make her shut up,
she's at my shows.
Diamonds, they drill down my wrist. Keep licking it, the skits. Left wrist sitting on the brick. Left wrist, that bitch lie like a bitch. Fish part came for the feet part came. Grab an AK for the wrist. Gorilla rap it, babe, for the really rap it, babe. Potential car cave on the. We live in state, state, on the live state, state. We never ever.
Make it rain on you. Rain. It was hard to maintain too. Ooh. I was playing games with you. Like you couldn't play games too.
Hey. Okay, you just gotta tell me what you want. Live a ton, diamond, keep calm. All you do is point at what you want. Point it out. Crystal cut, panels and chum. $35 for a dub. Try to buy the cans, cause. Purse miller brands with the walls. $35 for a dub. You make it twerk for me. You get a purse for me. $80 not for a burger.
I'm dropping and popping and breaking all my dough. I make a shit up, cause she at my show.
I make a shit up,
she at my show. Yeah.
All that up is garbage, that's what I mean, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the out of here, son. Just whack, son. Cut it out, please. Nobody's buying it. Nobody likes it. You're hurting our ears. That is annoying. Like, stop it, man. Just cause got a chain, some jewelry, and they dress like the mother part they want to be. The rappers. They cut it out. We the professionals, son. We professionals at what we do. Like, cut it out.
Yeah. Had to buy another mansion. I'm getting claustrophobic. When I bought a bigger Maybach, I'm getting claustrophobic. Went back extended Phantom, I'm getting claustrophobic. Make sure that Robbie will drop, cause I get claustrophobic. Had to buy another mansion, I'm getting claustrophobic. When I bought a bigger Maybach, I'm getting claustrophobic. Went back extended Phantom, I'm getting claustrophobic. Make sure that Robbie will drop, cause I get claustrophobic.
Sitting inside that hybrid looking like a pirate. Fresher than your stylist, fresher than a stylist. Presidential Rolex, big time. 85 pointers, Ocho Cinco diamonds. $1 million Phantom, I won't even drive it. Chauffeur Louis Vuitton loafers when I'm sliding. Digital, next level visual. Residuals, records coming plentiful. Ice on my sleeve, got it out the mud. Transporting cheese, we selling.
Track the trailer, pull up on my way to re-up. I know when you stay down, that's the way you tee up.
European styling, I go from the feet up. Every time we meet up, it's been getting bigger. Every presidential's, I got my credentials. Cobra Daily Venom, push a button and send them. Raise around these centers, now we gang members. Caught the big bazooka for my main hitter. Had to buy another mansion, I'm getting claustrophobic. When I bought a bigger Maybach, I'm getting claustrophobic. Went back extended Phantom, I'm getting claustrophobic. Make sure that Robbie will drop, cause I get claustrophobic. Had to buy another mansion, I'm getting claustrophobic. When I bought a bigger Maybach, I'm getting claustrophobic. Went back extended Phantom, I'm getting claustrophobic. Make sure that Robbie will drop, cause I get claustrophobic. Atlanta to Miami, going back to Cali. Snakes and deadly venom, don't super slatty. Work out in the snow, rocket bellboat. Pull up in a dope, look like Chapo. Serving Curtis Blow, I got dirty snow. Parked outside the store, 10 trucks in a row. Pocket full of bread, sitting inside the road. I've been on a roll, over being sold. Only one with chose, I secure my goals. Cooking so much, I need another stove. Made myself a plug, I can move a load. Took it from Mexico across the globe. Had to buy another mansion, I'm getting claustrophobic. When I bought a bigger Maybach, I'm getting claustrophobic. Went back extended Phantom, I'm getting claustrophobic. Make sure that Robbie will drop, cause I get claustrophobic. Had to buy another mansion, I'm getting claustrophobic. When I bought a bigger Maybach, I'm getting claustrophobic. Went back extended Phantom, I'm getting claustrophobic. Make sure that Robbie will drop, cause I get claustrophobic.
Okay, that was Future, Metro, Claustrophobic. Oh, Young Buck Report. Was trying to do some checking on some rookies. What's up with Zach Edey? Things haven't been going too great. Kind of like I lost a little bit of trust from their coach Taylor Jenkins, and yeah, it's kind of just he'll probably be better next year with like a full season under his belt, because he was asked to do a little bit of he had a different role in Purdue last year. I don't know why I had blanked on his college. He had a little bit of a different like role. He was more of a scorer, but now it's kind of just like he has to fit in this role and only playing really like 20 minutes a game, 25 maybe. And he's been fouling a lot. I will give him that. But yeah, I'm not losing faith, but hasn't been the season we've wanted. But I will say, he kind of needs to just, like, that pick needs to hit, because, like, the Grizzlies aren't usually a bad team, and they had a ninth pick, and so they took a player in a position of need. So kind of hoping that that works out. But I have always liked Zach Edey as a player, though, so I think it should. Zachary Arishache. His name, man, is very French. But he's been great as of late. 22 points last night. I've talked about him before, but things are great. I really think he might end up being maybe a tier below an all-star, but he can be really, really good. Because I already think, like, this is not the first time he's played professional. He's coming from playing on a professional team. So he might be even better next year with him being so young. But he might end up being, what, top five in the rookie race? But probably running away with it is Stephon Castle. Our Spurs have gone through a lot of injuries with the Wemby and De'Aaron Fox being out for the year. But he's kind of tapped into, like, his high school scoring bag. In high school, he used to be like this, like, great scorer, but then he went to UConn, and then it was kind of, again, like, try to fill in a role, try to win a championship. And it worked. He won a national championship. But then people thought, like, he couldn't score, but that his offense was, like, a work in progress, when he's, like, pretty athletic, and he could score. The jump shots is, like a question, but everything else he can do pretty decently. And, like, the scoring thing has kind of, like, been popping lately. So yeah, I think he's probably running away with Rookie of the Year. Eventually I'm gonna have to do rookie teams and stuff, and eventually I'm gonna have to do a young buck teams. Man, the end of the season means a lot of work. But checking in on the tanking race a little quickly. The Sixers did rest Quentin Grimes for today's game, which, one, they're they're tanking. Like, they took the tanking thing way too late. Well, they took it too seriously too late. But, you know, hopefully they can lose some games. But Wizards and Jazz, the Wizards have turned back to losing on a 4-game losing streak, which is great for them. The last seven teams are all on a bit of a losing streak, so they're taking it serious. But the Chicago Bulls have been, I want to say, 6-4, no, or 7-3 in their last 10. Don't know where this is coming from, but Matas Buzelis had a great game against the Lakers. He honestly has proved me wrong a little bit. I didn't think he was going to be this good this quick. I remember him in the G League, and I was like, oh, okay, I mean, he's whatever. And then I think the Summer League is when I started to really change my opinion. And ever since he's been getting a lot of minutes, he's really shown off, like, the handles and even being a two-way player. So things are really great. I'm not going to name the other player on that team. But Coby White has been on a hot stretch the last month, which is great, because I felt like when the Bulls traded for Redacted, I thought he was kind of going to be, like, pushed under a little bit, but he's finally found it. And I'm not going to lie to you and say that it's going to be an entertaining East playing, but we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. But when I come back, I will talk about the Celtics.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
You must think I'm done, but I'll be right back around. And honestly, you're the one. Until you start tripping now. Ooh, you know that you caught, but you wanna turn it back around. Ooh, you just love to find something to fight about.
We always fight.
I know that I'm wrong, but the thing feels so right. You say I'm gone, but you're back the same night. So fight for your right. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, every night, every day, anyway, we always fight. Keep it on replay, anytime, any place, anywhere, we always fight. She threw a punch in my eyes. Girl, why you gotta be so toxic? And why you gotta be so childish? We always fight. I know that I'm wrong, but the thing feels so right. And you say you're gone, but you're back the same night. So fight for your rights, fight for your life. Cause we always fight, we always fight. I know that I'm wrong, but the thing feels so right. And you say you're gone, but you're back the same night. So fight for your rights. The things we do, oh, it feels so true. Still on you, oh, you know we do. Are we still cool? Oh, or are we through? I'm telling you the truth. I'm done fighting you. I'm fighting for.
I could never worry about the next man. Been too busy focused on the next plan. Only thing I check is balances and text, man. And really, baby, you the go to find your ex, man. Told me I was one-track minded. You got some nerve tweeting from your mama house, ayy. You got some nerve tweeting on your mama couch, ayy. You got some nerve, boy, you better watch your mouth, ayy.
You won't get that far.
Wasting your breath on somebody else. You need to check yourself. Yeah.
You won't get that far.
Wasting your breath on somebody else. You need to check yourself. Yeah.
How far would I get if I was sitting here thinking about all the that fix they mouth to say? My baby gotta eat either way. So I'm taking all the that I hear, split it in two. Advice I don't need. Maybe I do, and if it ain't true, then I cut it loose. Ain't got to prove, well, maybe to me, but never to you. And don't you ever hit my phone talking about no competition. And this ain't being cocky, I just never wanna listen. Cause I'm too busy focused on my own. I'm on that who the f*** came for the throne. I'm on that zone, 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 zone.
You got some nerve tweeting from your mama house, ayy. You got some nerve tweeting on your mama couch, ayy. You got some nerve, boy, you better watch your mouth, ayy.
You won't get that far.
Wasting your breath on somebody else. You need to check yourself. Yeah.
You won't get that far.
Wasting your breath on somebody else. You need to check yourself. Someone outside of my shoes told me how to step in mine. I be jumping in a pile. You should take some of that energy, apply it to yourself.
some accolades under your belt, yeah. You got some nerve to in front your mama house, say. She taught you better, you should really watch your mouth, say. You're watching me when you should really watch your spouse, say. If she been looking for a new way out, ayy.
You won't get that far.
Wasting your breath on somebody else. You need to check yourself. Yeah.
You won't get that far.
Wasting your breath on somebody else. You need to check yourself. Yeah.
Hoping they live wrong.
Money, I'm getting it. Living, I live in it. I look in the mirror and see something missing. I feel like it's you. I know that it's you.
That was Black and Blue, Vince Staples. I gotta re-listen to that album. I love, man, that was a good album. All right, there was some big news in the NBA last week. The Boston Celtics were sold. They were on the market for a little bit, and they sold to the highest bidder for, what was it? $6.1 billion. A lot of money, man. Now, that's cool and all, but the reason I'm here today is because I was just thinking. See, that was a nice transition to the title. I was just thinking, there's going to be some real changes on the Celtics in the next 6 to 12 months or whatever time frame. And like, most people are like, oh, what? The new owner is not going to, like, he's a Celtics fan. He's not going to mess up the team. He's not going to blow up the championship team. That sounds nice in theory, but that's not going to happen. History shows this team's going to be vastly different within the next 12 to 18 months. Because if you look back and look at all the other teams that have been sold recently, the Brooklyn Nets were sold in what year? Maybe 2019? Josiah bought the team for about, I don't know, $3 billion. He bought half. He bought half of it now and half of it later. I didn't know teams were on layaway. I don't know. But yes, he bought the team. Kevin Durant and Kyrie. Do you want to know what he did in the first 6 to 12 months as the owner? He traded for James Harden. And then do you know what he did after that? After the whole thing with KD re-signed, and then the vaccine stuff with Kyrie, and then the Harden stuff, then James Harden requested a trade. He traded James Harden. And then if you want to fast forward a little bit later, Kyrie gets traded, Durant gets traded. But moral of the story is, they traded for James Harden, completely blew up the team. Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, D'Angelo Russell. Or D'Angelo Russell was in a different thing, but gone. Then, let's move to the other team that got bought recently. The Phoenix Suns. And this is an interesting one. Phoenix Suns, they get bought, and do you know the first thing Matt Ishbia does as the new owner of the Phoenix Suns? He trades for Kevin Durant. Middle of the night. Traded everyone. Traded Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, a bunch of picks for Kevin Durant. And then he goes straight for Bradley Beal. And fast forward, here we are. This is the Matt Ishbia tenure in the first 12 to 18 months. And it's been a lot of picks traded, some stars traded, Yusuf Nurkic getting moved, a bunch of coaches fired. Oh, I forgot about that with the Nets part. Fired the coach within like the first 6 months. And then we get to the Mavericks, which, do I really have to tell you what the Mavericks did in the first six to 18 months as Patrick Dumont became the Mavs owner? Do you want a hint? Yes, they traded Luka Doncic. So, history shows there will be some things going on in the franchise. Now, what are those things? I'll get to. But yes, some things that I've heard. One, the championship thing. The championship is the only thing protecting the roster for next year. Anything that doesn't result in a championship this playoffs, I don't know who's going to leave that team, but I really think it could be Drew, it could be Kristaps Porzingis if he's not healthy. I doubt they break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and even Derek White, but everybody else, I don't know. And even Derek White, I mean, he just got re-signed. We'll see. But yes, tax bill cuts will come. Like, you can sell me on the thing, like, oh, he just bought the team. He's not gonna, pay enough money to get it done. He's, you know, that's not how that works. Again, things really sound nice, but that's just not the truth that happens. Because, honestly, owners are not going to want to pay $500 million for a roster, because that's exactly what it's going to cost next year. And yes, these are billionaires. They don't want to. They can spend $500 million on a roster. They could, but do they want to do that? No. So, yeah. And then one thing. I've heard, like, the last owner, Wick, is going to be... is going to, like, make decisions for the next 3 years. And... yeah. That's not... that's a fake thing. That's not gonna happen. Okay, the old owner will not be making any decisions in this new regime. When I forgot to say who bought the team. Bill Chisholm bought the team. I forgot. Yeah, Bill Chisholm will not be letting any guy make decisions, especially when a $600 million tax bill comes into play, or maybe he wants to trade for player X, and like Wick, the old owner, is like, no, we should keep the core the same. At the end of the day, the new owner is going to be like, well, I'm writing the checks, I'm paying the bills, so we're going to go with what I want to do. That's exactly how it's going to go. Even Brad Stevens. Like, the owner, Bill Chisholm, will make the decision for that team. So, that's kind of what I've been expecting. History shows that a KD trade is on the horizon. Now, I mentioned KD as a... I mentioned Boston as a KD destination 2 weeks ago, or last week. And it kind of got... It kind of got really way more realistic in the last week. I think the Jrue Holiday, Chris Porzingis for Kevin Durant trade kind of looks very, very, very reasonable, to be honest with you. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with the Celtics. I think that team can be really different. And I've heard, like, fans be like, oh, they're gonna not blow it up. Oh, Wick is gonna make the decisions. All he has to do is re-sign player AB and re-sign Joe Mazzulla. But I think everything is nice when you're winning. But the minute you stop winning, all bets are off the table. And things are gonna happen. And I know for a fact, Sam Hauser will probably be getting traded. He's probably going to be the first cut. But thankfully, everyone is pretty locked up for the next 2 years. Off the top of my head, except Sam Hauser. That's why I mentioned him. Al Horford. Those are the decisions that he's going to have to make. Because if Al Horford wants to come back and he wants, like, what, $6-7 million or whatever he'd want, which is, like, not $6-7 million when you have, like, not $6-7 million on the tax bill. That'd more be, like, $70 million. Yeah, those are the decisions that's going to come, like, really early. But then the re-signing Derek White, and what are you going to do with Jrue Holiday when he's 36 making $38 million. Those are the decisions that are gonna be some interesting decisions. But as for Tatum and Brown, I don't see those two going anywhere. But again, everybody else, I don't really know, man. I don't really know. But yeah,
she's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things. Like get tattoos of her face. Or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat. An Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub. But you can adopt one. Help us save them all. At bestfriends.org.
Thank you. What's going on, y'all? This is Isaac from New Translations, and you are listening to WONY, evading noise violations since 1962. Oh, yeah.
Think you may need what? All of mine.